This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Have you talked to Nick Chubb recently?
Certainly kept in contact with him and his reps, you know, leading into the draft. We haven't really necessarily been in strong communication after the draft.
So you can't rule anything out with him coming back?
I wouldn't rule anything out, but I would say that it's probably increasingly unlikely. Like, we do have, you know, two young guys that we like. You know, we think Jerome plays a role, and it's basically kind of maybe seeing how the roles shake out. Look, you're never going to rule out someone, you know, as near and dear to our heart as Nick, and I would expect him to take another step, you know, being a year removed from the knee injury. But I'd say it's maybe a return is less likely, at least in the short term, with us right now.
The voice of Andrew Berry. We played that back from you from the morning show with Ken and Anthony. And it doesn't sound great. It's overtime with Jake Volnick with you guys here on The Fan. Doesn't sound great for the likes of Nick Chubb coming back, right? We talked about it yesterday and the likelihood that he came back because we had the Mary Kay report and Mary Kay then additionally talking about it. It just seems like we got further and further away with every increasing moment. I think Andrew Berry's pretty close to, like, the nail in the coffin. Like, if Andrew Berry's using the term increasingly unlikely, it's probably a pretty good shot that he's not coming back. And again, we covered it all. Like, there's no reason to bring him back. You drafted two running backs for a reason. You went out there, even if he's going to be better, and you let him walk. I just think it's something that you don't want Nick Chubb to be running back four. It's great depth on your roster if he is RB4, but you don't want to be giving him RB4 reps. There's too much respect between these two sides. And I'm sure that Nick is going to be getting calls from other teams, and I'm sure he already has, about joining their rosters and playing a more pivotal role in the offense where, you know, he can actually go earn a little bit of money, go and get the run, playing the game that he wants to play, and not riding so much time out on the bench. A lot of the thing with Nick Chubb is, obviously, I think you look at him as is sort of a symbol for the city with this Browns team, and everybody wants him back, and we hold him in high regard, as we should. Like, yeah, he's great to be here, and nobody wants to let him go. I'm not saying that I want him off the team. It's like, at some point, you walk away. At some point, it's better for both sides. I actually did think, though, from Andrew Berry's comments, I thought it was really interesting, more than just listening to, hey, Nick Chubb's probably not going to be back, almost alluding to what the roles of the running backs are expecting to be right now, right? We knew it was going to be the way they talked about Quinshon Judkins, that he's going to be sort of the feature premier back, it seems like. But in addition to that, it was, hey, we got two young running backs that we really like, and then we also think Jerome Ford plays a role here. Plays a role to me is, yeah, Jerome Ford's your change of pace sort of RB3, despite averaging 5 yards a carry last year. He's going to be the third guy in the room behind Sampson and behind Judkins. Yeah, that was almost the more damning thing to me. The only thing that was surprising to me is the fact that Andrew Berry actually came out and said it. You don't always expect him, especially the way that the Browns talk, him to give you anything additional to, you know, well, we leave every possibility open. We go through every single possibility. We don't rule anything out, which he still did to a degree. But left it, it closed the door a whole lot more than I expected him to do on Nick Chubb. But I think that the thing that it is clearly a football move, right? I don't think there's anything here outside of football. I don't think that they think Nick Chubb is washed. I do think it is the mutual respect between the two. And I think Andrew Berry said that in the interview as well, as he got into sort of what it means to actually walk away from a guy like Nick.
It meant a lot to the organization and meant a lot to the community. But you know, the reality is, like, look, I'd love for, you know, key players in our organization to stay with us forever. Unfortunately, the sport doesn't allow that. You know, and so, like, that's part of, you know, the tough parts of the job.
The main takeaway, like, clearly the Browns bringing Nick back last year symbolized they knew what Nick meant to the community and they knew what he meant to this fan base. But at this point, if you're bringing him back, it's like you're bringing him back for a consolation. For fans, a consolation to fans to be like, hey, sorry about last year. Sorry that this year's not going to be that great. Here's Nick Chubb. Kind of feels the same way that it did for Joe Flacco for me. Sorry about the whole quarterback situation thing last year. This year, probably not going to be that great either. But 40-year-old quarterback, anybody? Anybody? Played in a playoff game 2 years ago. Like, that's what it feels like. That was the ultimate takeaway from me. If you're going to bring back Nick Chubb, that's what it feels like Andrew Berry's basically symbolizing to you if you bring him back that you're doing. And that it's just not the right moment. They told you everything you needed to know in the draft. By drafting not just one, but two, and using a second-round pick on one of the two guys, they clearly showed you they're ready to move on. And that, well, having Nick Chubb around is great, but as we look to building the best team possible, Nick Chubb's not in the long-term plans of the Browns, nor is he really in the immediate plans of the Browns. He's not in line with what they want to do. They want to get younger. They want to get competitive, but in some ways still get younger. You can't just be bringing back 30-year-old running backs for the sake of they're really good for the city. Made a lot of sense last year. There was still a lot of what can Nick Chubb be. I think the rest of the league has already sort of told you, though, and Nick Chubb might still be all right. Might still be good. He's not going to be great. He's not going to be the elite Nick Chubb that he was. And you don't want that guy taking up space on your roster near the bottom of the depth chart. If you're going to bring back that guy, bring him back in an actual role, which clearly isn't happening. Clearly, you're not going out and doing that. So leave him off to the side. Again, it's not Nick Chubb gone from the Browns forever. One, I think Nick probably retires as a Cleveland Brown in some capacity, feels right up his alley in order to do so. I would also probably say, you looked at this team and they went through a major injury and they need running back depth. If Nick's not sitting on a roster at that active time, or is very easily acquired and not playing a major role on the team that he is on, I'd imagine the Browns probably go out and try to have that conversation. But it's the exact same thing about when just trying to rebuild the 2023 team. You can't just build a team that wants to compete within the next 2 years by trying to run back exactly what you did in 2023. It just doesn't work. Nostalgia offers you zero wins in the NFL. It's all about what's new and what's next. And sometimes it is that cutthroat business. And the Browns, while have mishandled a lot of situations in the past, I think are handling this one in the exact way that you'd want them to. Respect to Nick Chubb, but let's try to build a football team that's going to be built for winning here real soon. 216-474-0092. Feels like Nick Chubb is all but gone from Cleveland, at least to start the year. I also want to get into something that Andrew had mentioned about Shador and had been talked about throughout the process of the day. That's coming up in 5 minutes here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. The Browns remain one of the biggest stories in the NFL with the quarterback competition ahead. Don't miss Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin's latest edition of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, where they discuss all the latest talk around the expectations for the upcoming season. Subscribe to It's Always Game Day in Cleveland now at 92.3thefan.com on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime. Listen back to Andrew Berry at the top of the hour. And as well, a lot coming up for you guys here in the 9 o'clock hour. A packed 9 o'clock hour. You got Get a Grip coming your way at 9 o'clock. We'll talk more Andrew Berry coming up at 9:20 as well. We usually do Heroes and Villains at the end of the show. At some point, you got to keep Heroes and Villains going around 9:20. We're going to get to Heroes and Villains probably around 9:27. We'll get to that as well. Change Your Mind with Michael Markoch. Again, a packed 9 o'clock hour. We'll get to it all. But I did think it was interesting. Andrew Berry today, when he was on the station, much more candid than he is typically at the podium, which a small round of applause for Andrew Berry because it wasn't great. It wasn't incredible, but it was better than what it typically is. Didn't feel he was so close to the vest. Maybe it's because they feel like they can't compete this year. Maybe that's why he's okay opening up a little bit. But at least he opened up. There's no competitive advantage talk going through after today's interview. I did think it was interesting, though. Obviously, a lot of the talk with Andrew Berry surrounding Shedeur Sanders, as you would imagine it is, because fifth-round picks, that's usually who gets the draw, typically. I remember last year, I couldn't get anybody to shut up about Jamari Thrash. It's all we talked about. But no, I mean, in seriousness, it does make sense we were talking Shedeur Sanders. And one of the questions that it really hasn't been asked up to this point to the Browns is sort of how you navigate the popularity of Shedeur and how much that plays an impact into what you're doing. Ken Anthony asked Andrew Berry today what kind of impact that makes, how they handle it, and Andrew had this to say.
I think that's like less of an issue for us internally. I know it leads to a lot of conversation and interest, you know, in the media and externally, and understandably so. But for us, we always talk about tuning out the external noise because that doesn't really matter in terms of how we work, how we prepare.
I just thought it was interesting that Andrew Berry goes down that route. And naturally, I think it's the correct answer. You're not going to be like, well, that's just going to be tough. Because it's going to be a lot of noise, and we're infatuated with S2 over there, now S12. But no, it's obviously not what you're going to say. That's not the conversation that goes down. But I do think that the blocking...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, the noise thing is a very difficult thing to do. I don't know how easy it is that they're just like, oh, we're not going to focus on that. That doesn't matter to us internally. Now, every team says this, but we've seen the external infiltrate the internal several of times. And not just with, you know, we're talking quarterback. We've seen it in other places too, but in Cleveland, certainly a lot with the quarterback. External has definitely infiltrated internal where guys are getting pushed to go earlier than they should and probably get out onto the field. We've seen management, ownership, coaches be pressured by the media to do things that maybe don't make the ton of sense football-wise. Like, if you know that Johnny Manziel isn't watching any tape, I don't know, maybe Johnny Manziel shouldn't be touching a football field. Like, those things happen. And it was clearly a lot of the outside pressure. Fans wanted to see Johnny, whether or not you believed in him or didn't at all. You wanted to see Johnny Manziel on the field. It's the same thing with Shador. Obviously, a little different with the off-the-field stuff, but it's the same thing of the media and the pressure that it presents, and then some. It's definitely an additional and then some beyond it, because you're going to be looking at Shador Sanders as someone who's obviously going to attract the national media, right? And not in the bad way that we were talking about Johnny just now, but in a good way. People just follow him. They're interested with him. He's Deion's kid, and he's confident and puts a lot of stuff out on social media. I mean, if I have to go through and watch a national talk show talk about Shador's number or some random Shador Sanders topic, it's like, guys, he has a fifth-round pick. He's coming in as QB4, if you're lucky, QB3. We can calm the conversation on Shador Sanders and the national spotlight. I don't know why it garners so much attention. I mean, NBA playoffs are on. You can at least talk about those. But a lot of Shador conversation going on in the national media. And I do think that's harder to keep out than not. The Browns can say they're going to keep it out, but when you actually try to, I think it's not just, oh, you know, pick a person, I don't know, a random reporter, Bill over at NFLMatters.com, going out and writing the fact that the Browns got to go out and play Shador. He's looking unhappy on the sidelines. But the actual camp of Shador Sanders, we've seen Shador doesn't do his own bidding here. Like, we've seen people from his camp who are here with him and trying to, you know, go through and actually communicate maybe what Shador thinks, help me posting the videos for Shador. But we've gone through and seen them already go down the road of, oh, this was expected, but I don't know how you don't give Shador Sanders number two. Those are the type of comments that infiltrate the building. Those are the type of ones that make it difficult, because you know it's not just, again, Bill from NFLMatters.com. It's actual talk there with Shador Sanders. Those people know what's going on with Shador. They have conversations with him. They know the thoughts within his head. So even if Shador is being a good guy in the building the entire time, he's being a good teammate, his ability to express himself outside of it comes from multiple avenues. And people pick up on that stuff. People realize that stuff. Right? Us in Cleveland have picked up on it already. And maybe the rest of the media is a little slow to come around to it. But the national media will get a hold of the people that are in Shador's camp. They'll realize that they're posting for him. And it'll turn into a lot more conversation. It's only a matter of time, and we're probably not too far away from getting there already. We're probably not far away from already having those type of things turn into the national conversation. And that's just something that is a team. As you go down, yeah, you can try to minimize it. You can try to take it away and say it doesn't matter in the building. It's going to matter, because it matters to Shador. All that stuff matters when you're talking about Shador Sanders. And he's going to make that, I think, prevalent in his own mind. That's where blocking out becomes difficult, because you have to listen to it to a degree, because you get a thought inside the player. If he's not telling you something, well, what's being posted on social media from his camp definitely is. I just think that's hard to block out. It's hard to keep out. I don't know that the Browns are going to be able to block out that noise. And it becomes a lot more difficult when it's attached to the Browns. If this is the Patriots, right? If New England's going through and doing this with their history, I think the noise picks up a lot less steam. When it's the Browns and the history that they've had at quarterback, it tends to gather a little bit of traction. It tends to gain a little bit momentum in the things that are said about your team nationally start to radiate, right? And they start to express outward, and people on the team start to react. You don't think that the media was picking up on the fact that, you know, Myles Garrett was unhappy? The Deshaun situation had made Myles Garrett unhappy, and the way they played only emphasized that? That was type of outside but also internal noise. It was a mix of both that created a little bit more of the pot being stirred and making it difficult to then keep Miles. The external noise always has a way of finding its way through, slipping through the cracks, and getting into the teams. I don't think that it's as easy as, hey, we're just doing football here. All we're doing is playing football inside the building. There's always extra things happening. And it feels like with the Browns, there's somehow, some way, always something extra going on and additional things happening that are near impossible to block out. And I don't know why right now I should be feeling any differently about the Browns are actually going to be able to quiet it this time. The Browns are actually going to be able to keep it under wraps and make it work with Shador. We haven't really seen that happen. Feels like the outside with the Browns always manages to find its way, you know, causing issues within the team, whether that's getting players off the team in general when you look at some of the outside problems, or just creating a stink in general and creating something that it's a lot of extra buzz around the team. Players hear those things. Players listen. As much as the front office and as much as the coaches don't want to, I think the players do. And again, 216-474-0092. Do you think the Browns are able to quiet the outside noise on Shador and be able to block that all out? I would love to say yes. I'd say the love that I believe in it, but I've just been given nothing to actually think that it's possible. And it's not a knock on Shador. That needs to be a focus for the Browns. You have to find a way to make the walls to your locker room impenetrable and make sure that the team is focused on the team. And the bad thing is, guys, a lot of that, a lot of the noise and the talk gets quieted when you win games. Right? We know the phrase winning cures all, and it sure does. The Browns probably won't be winning very many games this year. And if the quarterback play is bad, you know the national media is going to be calling for Shador Sanders. You know that everybody is going to be calling for Shador. The local media, the fans are going to be calling for Shador Sanders if we're watching Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett not play so hot. Or even if you go to Dylan Gabriel first, not play so hot. Everybody's going to be calling to see Shador. And everybody already wants to see him on the field. I think in a lot of times, in a lost season, those went out. Or in a season that even feels lost, those things went out. Whether Shador's ready or not, those type of things just happen. And to some degree, it's going to be good because you're going to have to find out what you have in Shador Sanders and whether or not he's capable of actually giving this thing a go. But on the other side, if the guy's not ready, the guy's not ready to play. And pushing it too early is not going to help anybody. But I think when you go down and you actually think about the differences that you're in, like if the Browns find themselves at 2-9, 2-7, you think Jimmy Haslam is it knocking on the door going, maybe now would be a time to get those jersey sales up, huh? Now a time would be, let's see if Shador is the right guy. Any owner would. Go get the player who's gravitating. Go get the player who's still going to be able to get people into seats, knowing that the season isn't going to be a win. And sometimes that's not what's best for the football team. If he's not ready to go, if he's not showing in practice that he's the quarterback that's giving you the best opportunity, and especially if he's not the rookie showing you he's giving you the best opportunity, it's about the fastest way I could think of losing your locker room. The fastest way you could go about it of not having, you know, Myles Garrett and some of your veterans bought in to what you're trying to do is going out and picking the wrong quarterback and the quarterback that less of them believe in. Again, 216-474-0092. Do you believe the Browns are able to block out the outside noise with Shador? If you guys want to jump in on that, you can. You can also get to me at Volnick Jake, V-O-L-I-N-E-C, Jake. But we got a 9 o'clock hour that's packed coming up for you. Get a Grip comes your way in 5 minutes as well. Little Andrew Berry talk, heroes and villains, change your mind. All within the hour as well. A lot to get to here. And we got to do it all within 3 segments. It's going to be a circus. But we like it. Again, get a grip in 5 here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.